Hello, everyone. It is the Hell's Kitchen After Show. You know how we do. We're about to get started to talking about all the things Hell's Kitchen. So let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're losing Lamb in it.
Someone call a doctor. He can't breathe now. Put your arms up. Put your arms up, Lamb. Put them up and breathe. Inhale, exhale, inhale.
Shout inhale, out exhale. To Elise's Chicken.
Oh my gosh. Bless his heart, y'all.
He's crying.
Oh my gosh. I really couldn't breathe like a minute ago. Oh my God.
Tell him what happened.
Oh man. They saw it. They saw everything. What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's Slim Gonzalez here.
We need a tissue. Look at his eyes.
You got to bear with me today. It's been a long day. But trust me, I'm excited to talk about Hell's Kitchen with my people. You can find me at The Poet Saint all over social media. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me.
Hi, guys. We are going to get it together.
Oh, gosh.
I promise. I'm going to take this away so he can breathe a little bit. What's up, guys? It's Ashley Chaney. Let's talk online. If you want to find me there, you can do that at Ashley on Camera, where I will definitely be more collected. How about you, darling?
Hello, everybody. It's Robin with the V. You can find me at BStaysBusy, and I'm going to pull up the chat, the live chat, in just a minute, so holla at us.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. I guess I'll tell you my name. It's Frank Moran. Sure.
Which has nothing to do with Jackie.
No, right. It has nothing to do. There you go.
Awesome.
That's great, Lem. You good?
I think so. I think so. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what that was. Anyway, you saw what happened. I had my intro in my head, and then something hit me in my head, like not physically, and then I got off track. And then once I got off track, it was over, and I couldn't recover. And then when the music came on, I couldn't breathe, and so then I thought I was going to die. And Ashley's like patting me on the back like this, like I was choking.
I didn't know he was dying.
He was dying.
Yeah, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
They weren't ready. He wasn't ready.
Yeah, it's all good. It happens. It's live TV.
If you'd have bounced back, King. Now you'd have bounced back, King.
You know, we got to do. We professionals up in here
all day, every day.
All day, every day.
You know.
All right. Enough about that. Let's talk about this episode. First of all, we. Maybe having a guest later on in the show, so keep your fingers crossed with that. So let's talk about this episode. We saw the foreshadowing about Van's jungle fever. I thought was really interesting.
I knew he was down with the swirl. I knew it.
But what do you mean you knew it?
I knew it.
How could you tell?
I could just tell.
You could just tell.
His little swag. His swag, I can tell.
It's because he's red all the time?
No, that has nothing to do with it, but he's just like, he's got that swag. Like, he's into a Nubian queen, you know what I'm saying?
I love how he's just like, I'm going to sit down next to my Nubian princesses. It's like, are they supposed to, like... I'm supposed to get them? Like, yeah.
I think it got Barbie.
It did get Barbie.
Even though he was really talking about, like, Elise.
You think so? No, I think it was Barbie. Because they were flirting back and forth.
In his OTF, the side comment, he said Elise.
I think, you know what? That's very well. I think he'll
take what he can get.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he
but
favors.
Barbie is the one that's like, hey.
Yeah, she's throwing signals. I mean, Elise isn't throwing anything his way.
She's hard to get.
Elise is not having it at all.
No. Elise is engaged, isn't she? She said fiance when she was on our show.
Yeah, I don't.
Wait, on the show?
On the show.
When she was on the show, though?
I don't know. She must have been dating him. I'm sure they didn't just up and, hey, be engaged all of a sudden.
True.
You know?
But regardless, I don't think she would go for him at all.
Anyway. He's got the cool like sled bed or whatever.
With all leather?
Yeah, all leather. Yeah, all like, leather. Oh, that can't be comfortable without sleeping on it.
He probably still has a water bed.
Like, I was going to say one of those car beds.
He probably has a water bed, like the only one left. I think they do still, well, anyway.
Leave him alone.
Out there where he's from. so yeah, they start, him and Barbie start flirting back and forth. We don't see anything else manifesting of it, so I'm assuming that it was just dead after that. Yeah. I don't think, because we have seen some Hell's Kitchen romances and hot tub, you know, situations in previous seasons. So I don't think it'll be something like this. I honestly do think, I agree with Robin, I think he was kind of really feeling Elise, and because she didn't take the bait and it was Barbie, he kind of just went with it and just like, all right, I'm good. And that was it. So let's get into the challenge. Obviously, we know that the winner of Hell's Kitchen is going to be the Hell's Kitchen restaurant, and they're going to be the head chef there. Correct. Which I can't wait till that opens because I want to go.
But we'll be right there opening the weekend.
We know you're going to get all the hookups.
Can't wait to see your photos.
You know what?
I still can't get old girl to hit me back. What's her name?
You know what? You can always come with me. Like, no one has said you can't come.
Obviously, it has to be with you. We can't get it without you.
I'm saying no, but I'm saying just because I'm the one that reaches out, like, you act like you can't reach out. All I do is just reach.
What's her name?
Who are you talking about?
Ariel?
Yeah.
Ariel.
Yeah.
She's not there anymore.
Yeah.
She's not there. She's left Vegas.
Yeah. She's in Miami now. She's
but
she's
when she was there. In Vegas, I'm here.
So what about it? I'm saying Ariel's been was here like three times. You could have like anyway, don't hate.
I'm salty.
Yeah, super salty. So we see some showgirls come out to represent Vegas, and then the game is gonna be about chance. So, you know, kind of going with the theme.
That was kind of a lackluster intro. Like, it's about show, you know, the spectacle.
And then it was like, we're just going to play a game of chance.
It's the second week in a row that those intros to the games have been a little weak sauce.
Yeah.
Mm. It's kind of like, what are you guys doing with the producing here? It's not really living up.
So you said the game, you didn't like the game?
The game, actually, I really liked because I'm a fan of, like, game night word stuff. But I meant like, the intro. But this week and last week with that cups thing, it's just like, where did this come from? If you're going to have the challenge, say, here's the challenge. Why have this? These people come on and don't even talk to, like, the contestants or anybody. They just do, like, a weird performance and then leave.
That one was weird. With the little boy and how he did the cups.
Well, she's saying this one was weird in her opinion as well.
I thought it was, too.
Correlation.
It was just kind of a dud. It just came out one.
Because when you see the spectacular, you know, bust out, you're like, oh my gosh, what kind of challenge is this going to be? And you never think that it's just going to be a game of chance. You thought maybe it was going to be something a little more
something
physical.
Else. Like it's not matching. It's not matching.
Yeah,
I think it's, it could be, I mean, this is, again, 17 seasons. Maybe they're running out of ways to introduce things.
It's 2017.
Okay.
There's always
just not having anything about that. Okay. Sure.
I assume you all played along, though. When they get a letter, try to see if you could get if you'd
you
be stumped before they would.
I did not.
No, I
did
tried
not.
To, but
you
going
obviously
it
did.
Was going very fast.
Yes.
It was going fast.
But there was one. Somebody's flunked out on C.
C.
And I'm like,
she's like,
there's so many C's.
Like carrots. Right.
I think too the pressure gets to you. It's just like when you watch these game shows, and you know the answer. Like, why do you not know the answer? But
when
I think
he
when
said
you're
the what
it,
is it, Marsh?
That was terrible. And that was his first. Thing that came to his mind.
Yeah.
Like, how is that the first thing that comes to your mind when M happens?
Mm.
I didn't get that.
What would you do for M? Go. Go.
It's
three,
mustard.
Two. Okay.
See?
They said that.
Yeah, they did say. I didn't cheat. That's what I would have said because I like mustard. Don't hate. Why are you coming for me, Robin? Jeez. I almost died earlier. Have some compassion.
I would have sung at your funeral.
Wow.
That's
really?
Love.
That's not love, because you just said I would have died.
You said I almost died, and I said, had you, I would have sung at your funeral. That's
really?
All.
Okay.
That's
I
nice.
Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking.
Would you have donated to my GoFundMe?
Yes. I would have started it and put a picture of you like this on the panel at everybody's. That would be
next
the picture.
To Ashley.
On the yeah,
all you see is Ashley's hand like this. Going like this.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you need to be funded, Len?
What's that?
You're dead. Why do you need to be funded?
For the funeral.
Because you know he's going to have a lavish funeral. You know he's going to be all day exclusive funeral.
Of course.
You know, we don't have Elise at the repast with the fried chicken.
Yes.
Right?
That definitely, that would be on the list of things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a list of things that you would have to take care of. Well, to bring the lemon pepper chicken, of course.
Mm. I thought this challenge would have made a really good drinking game, by the way.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
It would have been.
You know,
it
like
been.
If you fail, you got to drink. If you don't right. get a game, drink up.
You got to do it.
Okay, so we should do that when we have someone
Something
come
to
in
think about.
Live.
Okay. Yeah, the best time to be thinking about that stuff.
Doing I know. It's because I want alcohol so bad. You guys, I
feel like
alcohol.
That's what it is. Like, just like this is on game? The brain. Yeah. 21 more days. Everything. Mm-hmm. Drink water. You can drink water. No, not
water.
The same. Yeah. Yummy.
Put
So, yeah, the game, basically, they had to, a letter would come up. And then each person from the team would have to say a letter or say, a dish that had that letter. And if you got stumbled, then
not
basically
a dish, huh?
Which is an ingredient.
It was just ingredient.
Because someone
Thank
said
you.
A dish,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Josh.
A
pasta.
Yes.
It's like, that's not what it is. But yeah, I think the maraschino cherries was probably terrible. Mm. Like the most terrible out of all of them. There were some other things that were weird. Like, I think it's because you're just saying what comes to mind.
Yeah.
But like, peanut butter, like, why would you say that seems like a hard ingredient to
cantaloupe.
Work with?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Me. Like, cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe, but
unless
not
you're
like,
doing like dessert, maybe.
Or like cantaloupe prosciutto
yeah.
salad appetizer deal, but for a main dish, that's
right.
tough.
Oh. Yeah. Blueberries was on there.
They had raisins.
Raisins. Like, what are you going to do with raisins?
But yeah, they came up with some interesting stuff.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
And it looked good.
It did look
they all
they
looked
did,
good.
They did make it look good. I mean, who was it? Was it our boy Josh's had the best looking one?
Yeah, but
yeah.
even
one
though
of
the
it
worst tasting
didn't
ones.
Taste didn't the best. Taste the yeah. But he did have
the
it best looking.
Bacon wrapped halibut.
Yeah, that was great. So they each ended up with 7 ingredients after all was said and done. And so they had to make the dishes, and they each had different proteins they had to work with. But, of course, it made sure it matched with the other team. So it started off with Barbie, and she had halibut. And so
she was allergic to the peanut butter
yeah.
right, and
which
did it off the pork.
Could have had it, but Elise did taste it for her. Mm-hmm. But she got a 4, which is good.
It is.
She
not
said
having
if she
tasted,
tasted
your
it,
own
right.
dish.
She said if she tasted it, it would have been a 5. I don't know. I still would think it would have been a 4. I'm just saying.
I feel like what could you change so late in the
yeah.
game? Like
right.
after, once it's tasting time, you can
exactly.
only change it by so much.
That's
right?
why I'm saying I don't think it would have been got to a 5. And plus, I feel like Elise is a strong chef, so I feel like her palate is decent.
Yeah.
And I think that they're kind of like a team. I feel like Elise probably would have really tried to help. I don't think
yeah,
she
if it was like nasty.
It wasn't
like
sabotage.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah, we need
absolutely.
To do something about this.
Absolutely. She definitely would have.
Just get yourself a fleet of EpiPens. Just keep tasting and jabbing. Taste and jab. Taste
right.
and jab.
Would have looked like me over here. Manda had a rib cap. I'm curious. What is rib cap?
Yeah.
What is that? Does anyone know what rib cap is? I mean, it looked like just like a, you know, a cut of steak, but... I don't know.
No, in fact, I did not hear them say rib cap. I think I probably just heard rib.
Yeah, it was definitely cap after it.
No, it was rib cap. I just had never heard of that term. I
never
was just
either.
Curious. Yeah, just never heard of that term.
Moments when you need Maria Provenzano.
Rice.
Yeah, right. So rib cap.
Anybody in the chat know what rib cap is?
Yeah.
And have you ever had it? Holla.
Yeah,
we might not
I've
be
never.
Able
I've,
to
I've had
get
ribs.
That answer right away.
I think we've all had ribs, but rib cap.
I've had rib tips.
Rib tips, yeah.
Rib tips.
Why are you so country when you said that?
Because you got to say it like that. barbecue rib tips.
Manda had the rib cap. She got a 2. Dana had rib eye, which she got a perfect rib eye. I do know what a rib eye is. Not the cap, though. She got a 5. Robin, she got this. She had the seared black cod.
No.
I love how...
Did anybody... Yeah, but anybody notice this when she's cooking and then she gives it up to Danny to taste.
Uh-huh.
And then she takes a spoon and starts mixing it right back up again.
Oh, my God, she put her spoon back in the pan.
Yes.
I did know
no,
that.
Wait,
that.
Before she did that, she did a little boop and then put it back in.
She
really?
Did this.
She swiped it on her apron?
Yeah.
No.
I did see that.
She just
did.
Tossed that spoon.
She tossed
toss
it back
that spoon.
In there.
But I feel like with the they're always touching. They're touching everything, and mm-hmm. I just feel like we have to just sort of let go of some of the germs.
I can let go of the touching because if you're only touching the food and you've washed your hands before, but like once it goes to your mouth, that's DNA
right.
that's going back into
Correct.
The food. That's a little different than once your hands have been washed and you're not touching crazy stuff after that.
My mind was like, okay, it's hot enough. It's going to burn off any germs. I've always seen
Chef Ramsay like take a plastic little spoon and taste and then he throws it away.
Yes. Or when he's tasting, he has like several utensils there and then obviously he discards them. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it happens. I mean, we've seen it happen where he calls them out. Like, did you just do that? But I think it happens a lot where we don't see, the camera doesn't catch. Because they're going so fast. And that's what I think it is. They're on this crazy time limit. They're trying to get it done and it's just bound to happen.
But the crazy part was when Dana didn't even want to give her like any...
I get dry mouth.
I can't help you. Like, I have no taste buds. It was almost as if she just... She just didn't want to commit. No, maybe had she just said, it's a little bland.
Right.
Maybe she could have helped a little.
Maybe.
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 It's for the team, though. It's for the team. So when you leave someone hanging, that's you're leaving your team hanging.
Sure.
What did you guys think about the plating of that one? This is where Chef Ramsay said it looked like someone had been shot.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
I wouldn't have said that. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was nice. But then again, you know, like our I don't know, the way the TV I'm watching it on may have made it look a little different than what it looked like.
It's got some super high definition. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it just colorizes things.
Right.
It does look a little orange or something.
People be looking hella green.
Yeah.
And Van looks hella red on that screen out there.
It was supposed to be a showstopper. I mean,
yeah. I thought it was cool looking, but, you know, of course, he said artistic. It was thing. But I think that it was the taste is why she got the one. It was the appearance.
It's her second one, man.
It's the second one. And it's really bad. She's not holding it down for her team at all at this point.
Robin, we'd love to have you defend yourself. Yeah. Where are you on Skype, girl?
Exactly. So Elise had the Wagyu strip steak. She got a 5. Michelle,
I feel like that's kind of unfair because anybody who has a Wagyu strip steak, I mean, that's going to taste pretty good, like regardless,
on its own,
right?
But you still got to cook it.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got to cook it right. I mean, you could overcook it or you could have some terrible, you know, additions to it, you know, garnishes or whatever. But I think, I agree. It's probably easier to cook than maybe some of the other things. Mm. But, you know, she killed, as she always does. Michelle had a filet. 5 as well.
Killed it.
Jennifer had monkfish. Has anyone had monkfish? I know they cook a lot of that on Hell's Kitchen. Not had monkfish. Mm-hmm. Have you had monkfish?
No. Named after the Tony Shalhoub show.
Oh, I love that show.
What is called monkfish?
I know, but when you say it so many times, you're like, you have monkfish? They cook a lot of monkfish. Have you had monkfish? Monkfish you?
That's
no, you
what
haven't
it
had
is.
Monkfish? Like, it's just fucking like...
Whatever. Anyway, we get over to the blue side. Millie, the guy that couldn't come up with any ingredients... for his team. Poor guy.
He really couldn't. Didn't do bad at all.
Yeah, exactly. He had the monkfish. got a 4. Your boy Van, he had a filet. Got a 3.
That was a little disappointing.
Yeah, on a filet, again, something that should be easy and they should have cooked a trillion times. Especially him, he says, you know, when they were kind of clowning on Josh about, you know, his job and how he's, you know, standing 3 hours a day, which was kind of diva-ish. And he was like, I stand 16 hours a day. And so, but you got a 3 on your filet. So.
He's gotten 5s too, I think, on the last 2 challenges. I think
he's done well. He's done well. He's done well. But he didn't, you know, deliver
but
this
still,
particular
Josh
time.
Is very annoying. With exactly. All that.
Benjamin had the Wagyu, got a 5. Jared, Mr. Talk a Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gerard.
Can't back it up.
Gerard.
Speaking of talking a lot, like his voice was really raspy this episode.
Yeah. It's probably a lot of yelling. I don't know.
He was under the weather on this one.
Maybe. He had the black cod, got a 1, good old 1, only 1 for his team.
Which is crazy because he was like, it's on the borderline of, what is it, brilliance and then crazy?
Yes.
Or genius and crazy, I think he said.
But I feel like that's Jared. Like he's always... bigging up himself more than what he's actually capable of doing.
Yep, that deep water talk, right?
Yeah, I feel like he's always, he's always doing that. And this is another example that he did not deliver. Nick had the ribeye, got a 5, and then Josh had the halibut and got a 3. So basically, it was down to Gio with the rib cap. and so they need a 5 just to tie, right? Just to tie. Everyone's waiting in anticipation. Because the red team, the women, had not won at that point.
So used to just
they've been losing every single time.
Stressful.
So they're just waiting, and sure enough, Gio gets a 4. So I love how he says, 4. Yay! And they just erupt, and they're just so excited. Because
they needed it.
They did need a win. I think it was...
If this would have been their 5th
It would have been their fifth loss had they lost this?
I think it would have been their fourth.
Their fourth?
Yeah,
because
they went three in a row. But they haven't won one yet. So, yeah, it's pretty defeating.
No, it said, the guy said after four losses. You know, after the four. The little talking, the little host.
The little talking host guy.
The little man, the headless voice. No,
the narrator?
That's the one.
That's the headless guy. The headless guy talking.
That's what I was trying to say, and I can't think of it.
I'm like, what are you? Is this a Halloween thing? Like, did I miss something?
I'm
picturing a headless announcer. Like, I'm really picturing, like, what show
I'm so
did
mad
you watch?
At myself.
Did
I couldn't
you
think
watch
of it.
The
I was
right
really
show?
Mad at you up until this point. Yeah. Thank you, because I couldn't think of narrator. And the narrator said, after four losses.
Okay, so then they lost four times.
So that would have been the fifth loss.
Fifth loss. If they would have lost.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
No,
well,
I
are
can't.
They counting the two? Oh, no.
It would just
I don't
be,
know. Y'all talk to the narrator. That's what he said. Okay?
I just want a headless guy from now on.
Like,
he's in pants and he's
standing on the
stairs.
Are you sure that's what he said? Because you didn't think he had a head. So I don't know.
He doesn't appear
okay.
on camera.
Okay.
That's all
right.
I mean.
Do you think though, like, that Chef Ramsay was like, hey, the girls, you know, they've lost.
No.
We just got to give them a little morale boost. I'm going to
no.
give them the win.
I'm no. so with you. No. I'm so with you. Because
I think
the difference between a 4 out of 5, Giovanni's a great cook. I feel like he probably made a 5-star dish, but I...
Then he could have easily
so
tried
you
it.
Think you think he wanted to give it to the women?
I think he needed...
To the
I
red
think
team?
He knew that the red team needed a win to bring them back together.
That's
like,
not even how he gets down, though.
I don't know. Either that or the producers were like, listen.
We need to have. Yeah. Well, I will say this. In past, there has been times, and it's been, and this is the first time that I can remember in a while that the blue team has been the dominant team. Hmm. It usually has been the red in the last several seasons that I remember. But I do remember there was one specifically where the blue team lost like basically 8 in a row. Like it was bad. Like really, really bad. So for him to say, like, oh, I'm going to give it to him after he's been 3 or 4,
yeah,
I don't know that he would necessarily...
Too soon to cave.
To do that. Yeah, I can see him just, you know, letting it ride. So I think whatever it was, you know... And then I think also because he was doing it, I think if it was somebody else, we wouldn't question it as much.
Yeah.
Like, if it was another guest judge, he'd be like, oh, we just take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think that it was a 4. I think it was a 4. Because, I mean... A tiebreaker would have been better TV if you think about it.
Sure, sure.
So
sure.
It's like, okay, who has the best dish now? You know, and so they have to, you know, measure up or whatever. So headless.
I gotta imagine though, the producer's watching that. It got to be in the control room, just talking up a storm in his ear because it always gets almost down to the wire between the red and blue team, almost every single challenge.
But they're not necessarily going to be talking in Chef's ear. They'll be talking to like. The AD, you know what I'm saying? And then he'll stop, like, cut, and then, like, come here. We need to do this. And then send him back out. They don't have anything going in his ear as it's,
as
like,
it's, as it's happening. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
That would be crazy.
You're like...
Yeah, that would be... Yeah. Wait, excuse me? What?
It's like, what? You donut?
You donut.
I will say
I'm
this.
I am
right,
from now
right.
on.
We've had, you know, some of the guests from previous seasons, and they have confirmed. Now, could just be saying this, but they've said, like... From their experience, it gets down to like that. Mm. Like when we see like, oh my gosh, like it's supposed to be a nail biter. You know, is this real or is this like they're creating this drama? Mm-hmm. They've said like, no, it's really like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, obviously it is a reality show at the end of the day. And we know working in this business that's going to happen. You're going to create a story. You're going to create a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of how the show works, you know, to garner viewings and stuff like that. But... in this particular case, the women won, the red team won, which
Woo!
Is good for them. Yay for them.
Go, ladies. Go, ladies.
And this was a really good prize to win because, first of all, you get to fly in a private jet.
Yeah. Well, I will say one thing, though.
What?
This show shoots in L.A., and they're like, we're going to Santa Barbara. That
right.
flight is probably like 20 minutes.
Two
tops.
Seconds.
Like 20
you know what's
minutes.
Funny? Because when you're saying that, I'm like, wait a second. Like, it's an hour away from my house. Like,
you
I drive
there.
To Santa Barbara all the time. So I'm literally like, it's got to be like 10 minutes.
They might have just like sat on the airplane and drank a glass of champagne and then busted up to Santa Barbara.
Right. Or they just sat on the airplane and like, all right, cut.
Yeah.
And then they took him on a bus like down there. Because
so,
literally, like,
see,
I know.
That's
it's
why we
funny.
Need someone to verify that for sure.
For real.
I know.
Because it really, like, I know. I was like, yo, like, that's a short.
It's a short flight.
Short flight. Yeah. Super short flight. But they got to go to stay at the Belmont El Encanto. which is a 5-star hotel. I actually looked it up. I mean, I like to do research when
planning a weekend away.
That's true.
Well, I mean, you know, when stuff is local, you want to kind of see what it's like. And so, because I go to Santa Barbara quite a bit, and so I wanted to see what it's like. And it looked pretty fresh, as infinity pool, and you know where they were staying and all that kind of stuff. So
it's good enough for a Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There it is. There it is.
I do a show at AfterBuzz.
His favorite.
I need a comp room.
They'll be like, no, you need to give us a comp
after
check.
Who?
Right. Like, right. Nah.
The guys
nah,
never son. Have a. Have they? The blue team didn't get any overnights though, did they? On their prizes?
No, not yet. No. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. They got some cool little prizes, but yeah, just stuff in town that they were able to go to. It didn't. It said they stayed the night. Right. It didn't seem like that when they came back.
I know.
Though.
It seemed like a day.
Yeah. It didn't seem like it was an overnight thing, but could be how that's. So speaking of Robin, she was liking the ladies. The View.
Token lesbian.
Yeah. She said she was missing her girlfriend, and all the other chefs were walking around in their bikinis, and she was liking it. She was liking it. So she said she missed her girlfriend. So, looks like she didn't, did she push somebody in the pool or tried to?
She tried to do, was it Amanda?
Was Amanda push her in the pool?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
But she's the only lesbian on the team, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. On the,
yeah.
Yes.
That's why she's, yeah, Token.
Mm-hmm. Token.
Token, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wonder.
Uh-oh.
I'm just wondering.
Just wondering. Just wondering.
There's any wiggle room there.
Never know. The blue team has to sort garbage and eat fish concoction. Like, I do love this part of that they're doing. Normally, we would see it every once in a while where they would make them eat something disgusting. Every single loser, every time a team loses, they have to eat something disgusting. Huh? And I like that. I mean, obviously, that's not their meal, but they have to eat it. And this actually didn't look bad. It looked like a fish slider.
Until Josh starts, like, pulling bones out of his
right.
teeth.
Right. That was disgusting.
He's like,
but at first, it looked like it was cool.
I would have probably bit into it.
Yeah.
No, but at first, when what? They set it down, they said it smelled really bad. Like, from
well,
the
I
moment.
Can't smell from the TV.
I'm just saying, but when they say it smelled like caca...
like, then that was an issue. Ugh. Yeah, it looked fine. I'm sure it was super disgusting, but it looked like it was fine at first.
I'm gonna need to get some of these like loser meals over here and have you try some.
No, I don't need to do that. I really don't. I said looks. I know it didn't taste good. I said it looked good. So we get into dinner service, and Josh, they're kind of going in on him. And do you think that this is...
I think there's a little hateration,
do you think... that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think it's because of what happened earlier with him talking about what he does as a chef, as a private chef to celebrities? Because, again, he's the only one that's local. Everyone else is coming from, you know, the other side of the country, East Coast, Midwest. And so he's, you know, kind of bigging up his, you know, what he does.
I definitely feel like he easily put a target on his own back, though, by doing all that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, who, like, brags, like, I'm on my feet, like, 3 hours a day.
How are you a chef like, to celebrities, what? But you're on your feet only 3 hours a day? Like, did you just have a whole crew of assistants, or like...
Well, he's not working. I got it that he's not working in the kitchen. He's not working on a line.
Yeah, he's in someone's house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, also celebrities don't eat that much, so it doesn't take that long to cook.
That's right.
For celebrities.
Tiny stomachs.
Less
part of being a celebrity.
I just think he should have just said, you know, I'm a chef to celebrities and I have my own company, and just left that 3 hours on my feet in his pocket. He should have just kept that part to himself.
So when he said, I'm up 3 hours a day, that's where...
I think that's where they got, I think they felt that's some where really, yeah, because if they're like busting butt mm-hmm. all the time, of course they're going to think like they have more experience than him.
Mm.
You know,
I also think that the blue team, like, they needed someone to vilify, because let's face it, they really haven't had a ton of issues on the blue team. There right. hasn't been a lot of like mess ups.
So,
and so
I think he put that target on his back. Like, mm-hmm. he shouldn't have even said that.
Yeah, I think that him talking about his 3-hour workday or whatever was something to make them not like him personally, but then I also mm-hmm. think they're looking for someone to attack professionally. So, like, the fact that he's slow, I continue to stick up for him because he's slow, but every time his dishes come out correct.
Right.
Like, even with the risotto, which, mm-hmm. you know, like, we'll probably talk about in a minute.
He made a lot of it. But
he made a lot of it. But
that definitely slowed them down. Right. That definitely slowed them down as a team, too.
But still, none of their risottos were messed up. The red team, their risottos were messed up. Like, he takes his time. Yes, it's always slow, but it's always right. So, I'm still Team Josh in terms of, like, take your time there. And they just, I feel like they just don't like him, so they want to.
I can agree with that. I can agree. Like you said, I mean, it's a good point. They haven't, you know, had any bad, you know, they've won or they've completed all their services. You know, they've done well in the challenges. They work together well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to get to the point, like, especially if it comes down to them losing, which they did, you got to look for somebody who you can throw under the bus.
Exactly. Right. Sure. Exactly.
I mean, I'm wondering if there's a lot of stuff that we don't see because I feel like, you know, Josh is, you know, like, you know, bragging about 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Not the greatest thing to do to your teammates.
Sure.
But was it that bad that they all at the end raised their hands and we cannot have this guy on our team? Yeah.
I
think it was definitely he was used as a scapegoat for sure.
Sure.
Because the proteins were messed up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you send someone home for some risotto that he made an excessive amount of?
Like, and that just be it.
But yeah. Although it does seem like once Chef Ramsay says, you made too much, don't do that again. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're still making too much. Stop doing that. But he kept on messing up on that. I'm like, even though it was still good. It was just like, how do you not get a better idea of, like, controlling your portion size?
But I think making
too
much.
He lost it a little in this dinner service. Yeah. He was a little frantic. He's like, put it there. No, there. Right. And then we saw Van get off. Woo. I was like, oh.
That must be that hot temper that.
Oh. My. Man.
No, I mean, I think he was in the weeds a little bit. He wasn't on his A game. I think it happens to everybody. You know, the best of them, they have, you know, dinner services where they don't do well. Mm-hmm. So I think it was his term. But I think that was amplified because of what he had said earlier. So you don't have a great service. Then you said, and like, who knows what he's in. We know he's a talker. He's been here before, right?
He's a chatterbox.
We know he could talk. He's a chatterbox. So if he's talking about that, who knows what else he said about what he does. And, mm-hmm. oh, man, guess who I, you know, and these people are just like, dude, you know better than me.
You gotta watch your back in that type of environment.
Right.
And this is, I mean, he should know by now that they're gonna pick. We said this about all the candidates mm-hmm. or all the chefs this season. They've been through this before. They know that the editors are gonna pick the least, mm-hmm. you know, flattering clip or
edit it out statement, and boom, that's it.
That's what gets put on the promo reel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we get into dinner service. Aside from picking on Josh, there's a 30th birthday celebration. So that ends up making it tricky because it's 12 top. Mm-hmm. And so the kitchen is split. So half the kitchen has six of them and half the kitchen has six of them. So they have to make sure they come out together so they can all go out to the table. So I don't like how they throw that in there to just, you know, create mm-hmm. more drama.
A cool way to celebrate your 30th birthday, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I was like, who's nephew, cousin? right.
That's what I'm like, because he wasn't famous. So it's like, you know somebody.
And a very special 30th birthday.
Right.
Toby.
Who is it?
Toby.
What's their name?
Some producer's child or something.
He definitely said his name. Yeah. I was like, and you got the shout out?
Right.
Your name?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'd seen
somebody. Shout out to you, Toby.
For real. They actually, both teams did get the apps out together for the table, which was good. We see Josh continue to struggle. Michelle, who I actually haven't seen really mess up I've seen, she sent up some raw rice in the risotto, so that was kind of her flub.
And she tasted it. That was the crazy part. I saw her taste it.
And then still sent it up. Josh, man, got his watch burnt up.
That was bonkers.
I was like, is that safe? You cook food in there.
He was looking, because he's looking at his watch trying to time, which is, okay, I get that's like, you can't do that.
But
like,
that is kind of like rookie stuff,
it's
right?
Very rookie stuff, okay, and he should know better than that.
I should know, because that's exactly how I
And then he's doing it in front of him, too, like,
right. I got 2 minutes. It's like, nah, bruh.
Also need to know, if you're saying 8 minutes, you got to know how long 8 minutes is. You just can't feel it unless there's a clock up on the walls you're looking at.
That's fair. Like, why does he have to know? Like, it's one thing.
Well, how does everyone else do it without a stopwatch on their wrist?
I think that's it. Like, everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, you're a little beyond that, aren't you? You're an all-star.
It's like having training wheels or something. Like, everyone's riding a bike and you're having training wheels somewhere.
If everyone there can do it without one, he should be able to as well, right?
And I feel like
they do have watches, though. Man, remember Ashley? Well, she got kicked off for it, but she had a watch too. People are checking their watches. I just think he was like really leaning on it, really
but
heavily.
Again, during this dinner service, he was a little obsessive. Like, he was
he was on something. He was on something because he was just like chimichangas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he was probably, he was either doing it excessively or it was something that was, you know, brought to his attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the tune that Chef Ryan was like, give me that. And then throws it in the pizza oven. Yeah, they pull it out. They pull it off. I'm like, you just damage the dude's watch like that?
So you guys are all Josh. And you get your watch tossed in. Mm-hmm. At what point do you reach out to production and say, hey,
so who's going to pay for my watch?
Am I getting a watch back out of this?
There has to be.
No, I'm sure they replace it.
There have to be at a replacement. There has to be. We can ask him when he comes.
Was it an Apple Watch?
No, I doubt it was an Apple Watch.
No, it was not an Apple Watch.
I would have said it was. How could they prove it? Yeah. That was an Apple Watch.
That didn't look nothing like that. They're going to be like, run back to tape.
Right.
Hold on.
It was not an Apple Watch.
He's trying it.
No. Yeah, I'm sure that there's some repercussion. No.
Reimbursement.
That's the one.
I got you. As much as you think I come for you, I have your back, too, at the same time, all right? I got you.
It's not my day today. Oh, I'm off. I'm having a Josh moment. That's me today. I'm having my Josh moment. I did think it was funny because after that, he has to sit with Paige, who was the special guest.
That was the best punishment ever. Stop playing.
He's eating. First of all, he's eating the risotto. He gets to eat it, which I'm sure it's just very tasty.
And then she starts feeding him.
That was great.
That further proves that, like, yes, he made too much risotto, but it wasn't that bad to tank the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that punishment was good enough.
I thought that was funny, and I was great. And I love how she was joining in, hamming it up.
Totally. She's so cute. I remember her from Dancing with the Stars. Is that where she's from? I thought she was a wrestler.
She's an MMA fighter that was on Dancing with the Stars. She was, like, perfect.
She's a cutie. She is cute.
We do see Barbie start to struggle on the garnish, which technically is supposed to be the easiest thing to cook.
Mm-hmm. You're just reheating stuff.
Right.
Who said that? Was that Elise?
Yeah. Just reheating stuff. What are you doing? Gio sent up two different pork chops for the same table. One was cooked fine.
One was a little on the crispy side, kind of burnt.
So that was a no-no. We see the blue team, they sent up raw duck. Who was it? It was two people that tried to pass it off.
I don't know, it was Jared. They both felt it, Jared, it too, yeah. didn't they? Didn't they both touch it?
But then they put stuff over it to try and
I think Benjamin sauced it.
It looked horrible.
Got it. It looked bad.
And they called Jennifer from the other side to come look. Like, is your duck good? And yeah. He's like, look at this. Yeah. Will you look at this? She was like, I might have an extra one. Like, bing, go ahead, girls.
Yeah. She's my silent rider. She's the one. I keep watching her. I'm like, she's not getting a lot of attention, but she's spot on every time. She hasn't messed up yet.
She's good. She's been consistent. Mm-hmm. She's been consistent. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as he's been doing, seems like every episode, he ends up kicking the blue team out this time.
Oh, after the raw Wellington.
After the raw, correct.
As much as I like my boy Benjamin, like the fact that he touched it and then walked it up, I'm like.
He was like, okay, good.
What? No, Benjamin, come on, boy.
But how much of that was like, was he like, okay, this is still warm?
And by the time he got up there, it was like ice cold.
A lot of vents blown AC as you're walking right up there.
I think when he says it's ice cold, I think that's a, it's just he's, like, he's dramatic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not ice cold. It just came out of an
oven.
But it needs to be hot.
Yeah, it needs to be hotter.
Yes.
Because by the time it sits to rest and then goes to the table and all that, exactly.
But then our guy that was on the first week, not Josh, but the other guy.
Nick, yes.
Mm-hmm. When he comes up with that wisdom, he's like, you know, if I learned anything in my season, it's that if the food's not ready, you don't bring it up.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
Nick, that's not like a big thing that you cracked. It wasn't.
Crack the cold.
Was it Captain Obvious?
Well,
you were saying this earlier about Josh. You know, he takes his time and makes sure that it's done. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the problem. And we've seen this on previous seasons that they have an issue with that, where they bring it up and they even know when they know it's like, and they're all just bringing it up anyway. And you know it's going to come back. You know he's going to have a fit about it. And you know you're going to get in trouble. So it's take the heat. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, and you know, make it right. Yep. And then send it up. So,
yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he appreciates that more. But as I mentioned before, they get kicked out. Elise and Robin get sent over to the Blue Kitchen to do the desserts, so to kind of finish up the service.
We didn't get to see the desserts. What were the desserts?
Well, they had some powdered sugar.
Yeah, like I bet it was like molten lava cakes, maybe.
Maybe
pound cake or something.
They don't. It seem like they really show the desserts.
Maybe because they're made ahead of time. I bet.
Probably.
And they just are like
probably,
served.
And they just serve them. Yeah. They used to, like in previous season, they used to like have
dessert challenges or whatever.
Or just have it as part of the service, and they could still get in trouble for not having dessert, right? But now it's just kind of a formality. The team goes in on Josh. Josh is just getting it this whole episode. Of course, and I think too, because now that they've been thrown out, they have to find somebody to blame and put blame on. So they go in on him. He's trying to defend himself. The elimination happens. And so, to no surprise, Josh gets called up with Gio. But as we mentioned before, he asked, what was the actual question he asked?
For
Josh, when he said, who fills
no,
that Josh?
No, someone volunteered. What's his name? He literally was like.
Oh, that's okay. And then he asked afterwards.
Yeah, he was like, just so you know, we're all done with Josh.
Right.
Like,
and then he said,
we've been carrying Josh.
And then he did the poll and literally the
and
whole
then everybody,
team. That was kind of some sucker stuff too, though. Yeah. Like, to just be like the icing on the cake, like we want Josh to go.
I do think that was a strategy move. I don't think he's the worst. I do think it's because they need somebody. Everybody, for the most part, is strong.
Right. I agree.
Who do you guys think that Chef Ramsay would have sent home had it not been for that extra push?
If he had to pick between those two, I would have said Gio because of the proteins, and Gio should know better. He's certainly done this. And again, Josh didn't screw up any dish. He just took his time. I think
and made a lot.
I would have said Gio.
Do you think he was planning to switch whoever was going to be the eliminated person anyway?
I mean, I think it was about time.
Yeah, I mean, it
like,
happens.
Do you think he was actually going to actually send someone home?
Because I feel like sending Josh home on that would have been kind of chumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would have been. And it's not. And I feel like we've seen Chef Ramsay, you know, do what he wants to do. Someone's not even up for elimination, and he'll just pull them out. Oh, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. So I really don't think anyone did anything that egregious to send them home. So I think what he did do, and I'm glad he did it with Robin, because Robin needed it, because she's been sucking the last 2 weeks.
It was like perfect opportunity.
And so, it was a great opportunity to switch the two and kind of see, you know, what could happen as a result of that. So, but I like when that happens and then Elise is like, no!
She was so mad.
Yo.
But they haven't had beef. Like, why was she so upset about that?
She just didn't want to lose. I think she didn't want
She didn't want her team to break up. She felt like they were just getting on the streak. They were just coming together, had their first win.
But she hates Robin. Like, her and Robin almost fist fought
each
other.
Maybe they made up. Maybe they kissed and made up.
True, but if you just watch another team all say unanimously, we don't want this guy.
Right.
And then you're like, don't bring him over here. What makes you think we want him?
And that's what I'm sure Elise was on. She was like, no, we don't want no dead weight. But I just love how it was just so like, okay, Josh, to the red team. No! Like, she just made it like, it was the worst thing ever. Like, that was great.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so funny. Robin gets in over to the blue team. We got a couple more minutes. What do you think, just real quick on predictions, what do you think is going to happen with this switch?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Man, looking at the promos, I mean, I feel like you're seeing Josh and Elise butt heads. I think Josh would go farther on the red team than Robin will go on the blue team.
Mm.
I will agree with that.
I'll agree with you,
too,
Frank.
I will agree with that.
Don't normally do that.
That's how I feel.
I know. It must have been tough for you to do that.
Yes. It's so hard.
Tell a couple of you feel right now.
I'm just off today. So all the way around. Just blame it on the day.
I think that is very true. I also find it funny because I don't know if Elise is going to, like, get a swallow of her own medicine when she's like, I'm not a bully. No one thinks I'm a bully. And then Dana's like, or is it Michelle?
Dana.
Dana's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you
are.
You kind of are. Yeah. She's got to know she's a bully. I mean, I think you
does
don't want to be...
Does it mean she's a bully or does it mean she just has a really strong personality? Is she really, like, telling people what to do, how to do it, when to do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what we... But is that a bully? Yeah. I mean, is she saying it like... I don't know.
I mean, I don't think she's doing it out of... Like
I feel like
when you hear the term bully, you hear the term that you're being teased and it's a mean-spirited act. I don't think she's doing any of that. I think she feels that she's the best in the kitchen and she's
asserting herself, and
she has a strong opinion. She's very opinionated. She's a strong personality.
Bossy as F. Yes. I don't know if she's bully.
Okay, so some people confuse the two. Yeah. Some people do confuse the two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think, actually, in terms of predictions, I'm going to skip over from Josh and lean over to Robin on the blue team, and I do not see that going well. I do not see her being successful on the blue team. Personally, we didn't see any previews for it, but I feel like her super strong personality and the blue team, they're all kind of like chill. Like, I just don't see that vibing really well.
Or she might just be one of the guys, token lesbian.
Maybe. But she's got a mouth on her, this one. And I feel like she loves to stir up drama. We love you, Robin.
We'll see how it goes with the guys, though. It's easy to talk shit to females, but then it's a whole different game when you're with dudes.
Yeah, we'll
and see if how they take if it. They want to treat you like one of the dudes, like all that matters. I want to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But given her cooking track record, I don't think all of a sudden she's going to turn around and start delivering and really good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it wasn't, I don't think it was a personality issue with her per se on the team. She just wasn't doing well, you know, on the challenges. So we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for watching our program. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayinthemic.com. Ashley, where you at?
Oh, you guys, can we all just agree that we're so happy that Lem made it through the show and then he survived?
Amen.
I personally am. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Praise Jesus. Y'all, if you want to talk to me, find me online. Find me at Ashley on Camera, all over the internet, wherever you can find me. Talk to me.
It's been a great one. It's your girl, Robin, with the V, McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. At Happy Go Jackie, let's get you in the hot tub tonight. Relax. Ooh, it's been a rough week for you.
Ooh, unwind. Sizzle, sizzle.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.